You're listening to Best Frequencies Forever.
That's going to be the most awesome thing in the whole thing.
You're listening to BFF.FM. This is Label It. I am DJ Astronaut Mike Dexter, as always. And you just heard the theme song from Twin Peaks, both the original and the one that came out last year, The Return, I guess it was called. So hopefully that gives you a sense of what we're going to be listening to today. We're going to be checking out tunes from a label called Sacred Bones out of Brooklyn, New York. They put out the Twin Peaks, The Return soundtrack. If that gives you the sense of the vibe, it's going to be dark. It's going to be noir-y. There's going to be a lot of noise. It's going to be a really good show, so I hope you stick around. So the next song that we're going to play is a song by Trouble, which was also in the Twin Peaks show. I believe it has Alex Hungtai from Dirty Beaches and David Lynch's son in the band, and they played in one of those exit scenes in the Roadhouse where they had all of the different bands coming and playing in the bar. We're gonna play another track from Twin Peaks, and then we're gonna move on to some other stuff, so stick around. Hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back. That night, I watch people fucking on my computer. Nobody can see me looking anyway. It's late, and everything turns a white, kind of dirty. My skin starts pricking with LCD. I feel a desire, one I don't know, one I don't own. I'm free. I turn off the lights and dress myself in silver and gold. I go out into the edge of the city, tread on my twigs that are not yet.
All right. So you just heard Zola Jesus with Exhumed off her recent album Okavai, which was released on Sacred Bones. Before that, you heard Innocence is Kinky by Jenny Haval off her 2012 album Innocence is Kinky. Before that, you heard Exploded View off their self-titled debut with a song called Orlando. And starting off that set was Snake Eyes with Trouble. So hope that gives you like a little bit of a sense of sort of like the dark noirish sort of vibe that this this label has. So we're gonna keep going. We're gonna play some more songs. So the next is by a band called The Men, who are out of Brooklyn. I remember when this album came out. It was like my senior year in college in 2011 or 2012. I was obsessed with it. I thought it was a great album. It's like a great New York rock and roll punk album. The Men are still putting out records. I guess I haven't been as into any of their subsequent records as this one. But this one and its predecessor were like stone cold classics in my opinion. So we're gonna play Open Your Heart now, the title track off that album by The Men. Hope you enjoy.
There are no mirrors here. Do what you want, people. Thank you.
So that was In the Mouth of Madness by John Carpenter. So that was a compilation of his movie themes that was released by Sacred Bones. Before that, we had Rose McDowell of the band Strawberry Switchblade with a reissue of her solo recording. That was a song called Cut with the Cake Knife. The album or the anthology is the same title. Before that, we had Psychic TV, which was the vehicle of Genesis P. Orridge after Throbbing Gristle. That was from their album Allegory of Self and Self, and the title was Just Like Arcadia. So those three were reissues that Sacred Bones did. So before that, we had Almond Dunes with Miki Dora off his album Freedom, which just came out a couple weeks ago. Really cool album. I recommend you check it out. Before that, we had Institute with Subordination off their album Good Old Boys from last year. The album was Subordination. The title was Good Old Boys of that song. And before that, we had The Men with Open Your Heart starting off that set. Yeah, we're coming close to the end. We're going to have one more set for you, but this is going to be the last talking break. So we're only going to play two songs. The first one is by an artist named Pharmacon, who is a pretty intense noise artist out of New York. I've seen her live before. It's a very visceral experience to witness her live show. So if you ever get a chance, I know she came to San Francisco sometime last year when her album came out. But if she comes around again, I would highly recommend that you check it out. And then the final one song is going to be by an artist named Blank Mass, who I believe is one of the members of Fuck Buttons. But I could be wrong about that. I'm pretty sure I'm right, though. And that's going to be a song called Rhesus Negative off their album World Eater. So hope you enjoy. Thanks for tuning in and have a great rest of your weekend. This is Pharmacon.